Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. One of the most important fronts in that war, often not understood as such, but very real, especially to those who live in or represent border states, is the reality that our porous borders, notably on the south, and our failure to enforce our interior immigration laws have created real vulnerabilities to the American people and to their security. One of the men who I'm very happy to say has understood that and has been working tirelessly to do something about it is our first guest. He is Representative Paul Gosar. He is the representative of the people of the 4th District of Arizona and has been very active in the Immigration Reform Caucus and in various legislative efforts to both hold executive branch agencies accountable and to ensure that the statutory basis for immigration, security, refugee resettlement reform, for sanctuary cities shutdown and the like are properly addressed. And it's terrific to have a chance to visit with him to talk about it. Congressman Gosar, thank you so much for joining us again. It's good to talk with you.
Frank, it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, let's talk first off, if you would, Congressman, about sort of the state of the border. And at the moment, there are some heartening reports that with the Trump presidency, things have gotten somewhat better. Is that how it looks from your perspective?
It is. The numbers we're hearing, Frank, is that there's over a 50% decrease in the number of people trying to cross over the border. It's amazing what happens when you have an administration that is willing to enforce the law and not just pay it lip service. We're actually seeing a great morale boost within the border community and within the Border Patrol. And that all comes down to the rule of law, nothing less, nothing more. It's just pretty and enlightening to be able to see an administration actually follow through on its words.
I'm given to understand, sir, that a big factor in this is that people are simply not coming to the United States because they've come to the conclusion that it's not going to be a very happy experience for them. Again, very much in contrast to the policy approach of the Obama administration before. Is that your understanding as well?
Absolutely, because we heard from the Obama administration that they would deport those criminals. But what we saw in real life in my district and throughout our state was actually the Obama administration actually released those criminals within our own communities. It got so bad, Frank, that we actually had an illegal that actually had antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis, and the ICE agents were actually going to turn them loose into our communities, jeopardizing and potentially exposing people to something that is an airborne illness. It's unbelievable. But the administration has actually enforced it, and even in enforcement on the interior. And that's a good application, is because when you get back to the rule of law, it aids and helps you along that front.
You are, of course, a dentist by training, so you have a background in health care and related issues, sir. And I'm so glad you mentioned this, because one of the issues that we're hearing increasingly about in Europe, which is, of course, as you know, been overrun by migrants, legal and in many cases illegal, is the injection into Europe of diseases, some very exotic that have, if not ever been seen, certainly hardly ever been seen there before. How serious a problem has this been to date in the United States, and how much more urgently does this mean we really need to further restrict illegal immigration as a preventative?
Well, the quiet epidemic and nightmare that we're exposed to now is we're seeing the advent and the line of antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis advancing more northern, now not just that in Arizona, but throughout the states. We see epidemics of head lice in school populations. We've actually seen the administration prior to this, the Obama administration, rush people through. We actually witnessed this down on our border crossing from those folks from Haiti and other countries being rushed through and then promulgated very quickly to be pushed throughout the interior of the country. And so when you don't have a dictation of actually who's here, you hardly have a chance to understand their health histories at that time either. It takes time, and the Obama administration wasn't even interested in that time. And that's some of the protections we ought to be giving populations at the base, because that is something that the government should be doing something about.
Amen. Congressman, let me ask you two pieces of legislation that you have been supportive of in the House and that are now awaiting action by the Senate are very directly involved in this part of the battle space. Again, our guest is Congressman Representative Paul Gosar. You've been one of the leaders on these issues. Talk to us quickly, if you would, sir, about the Sanctuary Cities initiative in the House and the legislation called Kate's Law. Where are we on those, and why are they important in your judgment?
Well, first of all, taking your folks listening today, you know, Arizona went through this experience of SB 1070, where we actually wanted the state to actually help and support federal law. And as most people will recall, is that it's the federal doctrine that actually supersedes any local municipality on immigration and law enforcement of folks coming on immigration. And so it just gets to the very core that we actually have local municipalities, some in Arizona, some in California, some throughout, that actually deter the federal officers of enforcement of that law, obstructing straight out in front saying, listen, we're not going to enforce nor help you in protecting the American citizen. And that's outright disdainful, criminal in its application. And that's why you got these cases like Kate Steinle, where you had a repeat offender here on his fifth time being deported and then shooting and murdering her. There has got to be consequences for those actions, and particularly when you tell the family that these people shouldn't have even been there. We had the similar case in Arizona in Grant Rodenbeck. Here was a guy that actually had kidnapped a woman, repeatedly sexually molested her for a week. He was out on bail for criminy sakes. This is a guy that should have been incarcerated, but once again, the Justice Department under Obama put him out in harm's way. And what does he do? He buys a pair of cigarettes. He throws his change at Grant. He doesn't count it fast enough. The guy pulls out a gun, shoots him in the head, walks over his body to take another thing of cigarettes. There is problems when we're supporting criminals in our own communities. Government should be supporting and defending the rights of the people of this community that are lawfully here. And so these are two of legislation that get to that core of that. There are consequences when you come and you're a repeat offender. You're consciously violating the laws of this country, and there are consequences. And then number two is to put the sanctuary cities on notice that the federal law usurps them and that they have to comply.
Again, this goes to, among other things, the idea of deterrence to prevent these folks from being here in the first place, let alone conducting themselves in this manner when they're here. And Congressman Gosar, what's your reading of the likelihood that the Senate will adopt corresponding legislation and will see these protections put into place?
You know, everybody says that the Democrats are always the opposition, but the enemy truly is the Senate. The House has taken a purview on a number of issues, but the Senate is dragged way, way behind. So I would have your listeners to contact their member in the Senate and really petition them to start taking up. I'm glad to see that they're going to do away with the first part of their recess. Maybe they should get rid of their whole recess in order to get a bunch of their work done. These are common sense, Frank. And our Constitution, we all took an oath to the Constitution to defend powers that we were given. And this is part of the powers that we were given. This isn't being asked something extraneous of the Senate or of Congress. This is doing our job.
And desperately needed job at that. Congressman Paul Gosar, you have been leading on these immigration issues valiantly, and I really appreciate both your efforts to date, and I think the progress, some at least progress that has been made, as you mentioned a moment ago, we need more of it. We need that wall built. I think it's necessary in the extreme, plus the interior laws properly enforced and where, as you say, amended, those amendments are adopted.
Oh, and Frank, when you see the Border Patrol had talking about the strategic placement of border fencing and double fencing, We've also reached out to the administration to think outside the box on infrastructure. You know, the president actually made a comment, we'll build a wall and Mexico will pay for it. Well, in Arizona, we have a wash that emulates Mexico's high ground, we're low ground. And when they get flooding, we're the ones who suffer the flooding. We lose businesses, homes, infrastructure. So we've suggested to look at the lower Santa Cruz because Mexico would pay their fair share. And when Mexico pays their fair share, when they're vested in that, they're going to take care of that. And so that's a whole nother application of a different type of wall segment. And this administration has taken notice. It shouldn't be a lose-lose. It should be a win-win. And all of that is part of that protocol.
From your lips to God's ears, Congressman Paul Gosar, thank you so much for your time today. Come back to us again very soon with updates, if you would.
Thank you, Frank. Always a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for keeping this on the front burner.
Bless you, sir. Will do.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.